Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not the Evil Empire.
That's right. Are the Eagles the evil empire now? Or is this Goodell?
Not yet.
No. I feel like Goodell is the evil empire.
Yes. Well, they got a little ways to go. They win another Super Bowl, they'll be evil.
Well, here's the problem. They're starting to treat us like we need to be, you know, knocked down a peg. We know the whole tush push thing, which was clearly just the NFL out to get the Eagles. That was obvious last week. But how about this one? Hugh, the NFL is considering a change to the salary cap, which would really limit and change what the Eagles do. Let's hear Elliot Shore Parks. He was on this morning with the morning show trying to explain how the NFL is considering changing I don't know if you're called a loophole or just a way the Eagles manipulate the cap, that if they do this, it will change the way the Eagles have to do their contracts and their cap. Here's Elliot this morning.
Yeah, so basically what it seems like the NFL wants to do is fix the salary cap so that teams can't like use loopholes to manipulate it, essentially. Now, we all know from talking about the Eagles and covering the Eagles the past few years, the Eagles are awesome at working the salary cap. And the best way to explain it would be this. If you took their top 10 players on the roster in terms of average value, like average contract value, it should be over $200 million. I think it's $215 million per year on the salary cap. But because of how the Eagles structure their contracts, it's just over $100 million. So simplistically, just look at it. They have $100 million less in salary cap hits than they should based off the average value of the contract. Now, the reason that's a big advantage for the Eagles specifically is because they have an owner in Jeffrey Lurie that pays a lot of cash and allows that to happen. So the reason the NFL is going after this is because the poor teams, or the teams that are not willing to spend cash, they're essentially being put at a competitive disadvantage because they're not getting these like long contracts.
And I think of a team like the Bengals. The Bengals always seem to cry poor because their owner won't do this. So the Eagles have an advantage. They have a smart front office and they have an owner willing to spend, and it's working. Let's hear one more from Elliot on how this whole thing could impact everything if it does change.
Yeah, like, and the other way is, you know, we hear so much about dummy years, right? Yeah. The Eagles put dummy years on contracts where it's a 5-year deal, but really in the system, it's an 8-year deal. Those 3 years never happen at the end, but it helps them stretch the cap out. Not all teams do that. Like, very few teams, actually. And the Eagles were one of the first, if not the first team to do it. So them taking this away is really taking away something the Eagles thought of on their own and are able to do because of Jeffrey Lurie. So no, not all teams do this. It would definitely hurt the Eagles more than other teams.
Let me give you an example. We know they do this with all their contracts, but here's the level of how the Eagles do this. You know there's 4 dummy years on Josh Uche's 1-year contract? So he has a 1-year contract, Josh Uche, who might not even make the team. It's a 1-year, $1.9 million deal. But if you look at his contract, it is set up to where they spread that cap head out over 5 years. They're all void years. He won't be here under the contract he's on right now. Mm-hmm. But they just spread that money out, and it gives them an advantage. And Hugh, it feels like the league, and Elliot's saying it's trying to help out the poorer teams, but this feels like another thing the Eagles have figured out. They've maneuvered it over the years. Howie's good at it. Jeff spends the money, and it helps them. This will change the way they build their team if it goes into effect.
Yeah, it will, but by that time, the damage has already been done. You know, hopefully couple more Super Bowls in.
Yeah, but I want to win forever.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of tough.
Well,
that's
I mean,
Dallas Cowboys about that.
Right, but the Eagles have been doing it for 20 years.
But I think that the Eagles have been relevant for that time, and I think they've done a good job of that. They've always been one of those teams that's been on the cusp. They've always been in the conversation when you talk about playoff teams. To me, that's just as important, to be relevant.
Sure.
Because, you know, when you talk about being kind of irrelevant right now, is the Patriots. They had a nice run, and they're starting to get off into that irrelevancy thing a little bit. So you want to try to be as consistent as you possibly can and be one of those teams that has a shot every year. Howie's done a tremendous job of making sure the Eagles are exactly that.
Yeah, I don't love that they're trying to take this away. I mean, it feels like they're taking away the fact that the Eagles were smart enough to find a loophole and they had an owner willing to spend money so the GM can make it work. It seems like we're just taking the Eagles down a peg. Like, we're penalizing the teams with smarts and good owners helping the dumb teams.
Look at it like this. Howie has the luxury of being here for as long as he's been here. Because Howie's been, what, 20-plus, 30 years?
Yeah, but 20-plus.
Well, in the role that he's been, but he's been in this organization.
Yeah, I think 20-plus.
Yeah, something like 2000-ish, yeah. And he has learned the ins and outs of how to do this business. He's seen the trial and errors of others, and he's become a better GM for it. I think that's Howie's biggest flex that he has, is that he's been in one place for as long as he has been. And I don't foresee him going to any other team and being a GM anywhere else the way that he has it on lockdown here.
Well, I would hope he's here forever. But the idea that they take this away, it would hurt. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Like, doesn't mean
well,
they're going to
be... he would figure out another way.
But he would be able to keep less good players.
Yeah, but you can't tell me. I think there has to be something else to the way he does this, that he's the only one that can do it this way.
I think it's a combination, because as Elliot was saying there, you need the owner to pay the money up front, and then you just spread the money out over lots and lots of years.
Yeah, so you got to be in. I think this is a great symbiotic relationship that he has with Mr. Lurie to make it happen the way that it's happening.
But if they take this away, you can't do the contracts like that anymore. It just would Elliot Spreader said it, like, they have $200 million worth of players and they only count for $100 million on the cap. If they change this, they would count for closer to $200 on the cap. It just, to me, it would make it harder to keep the rosters as talented as he has.
It's a parity move.
It is.
Which I think, but the NFL's done that really, really well. Like, the NFL, I think, is the league with the most...
And that's what they want.
...amount of parity. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's part of the reason why they're as popular as they are. I'm kind of with those who say, I'm fine with it. I'm not doing the woe is me Eagles thing again. But the Eagles got to figure it out. Like, we don't throw a pity party for the Cowboys when they implemented the salary cap.
No, and that's an interesting parallel, because the Cowboys with Jerry Jones were the dominant team of the league until the salary cap came in, and they haven't been as good since.
And it feels like, I don't know, because we can think about this from the Eagles' perspective, but would this ultimately help maybe a team like the Bengals be able to keep Trey Hendrickson?
It would.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So in that sense, I don't mind it. I don't think.
It reminds me a little bit of what the Dodgers do. What the Dodgers are doing with the... Were you right over there?
No, I'm just saying he's still debating. He's still workshopping whether he don't mind it or not. That's all.
That's okay. He's trying to work through it. Yeah. Well, I think the debate in your head is it good for the NFL but bad for the Eagles?
Yeah. Well, and I think...
For me...
I'm trying not to do the whole, like... Homer,
okay,
like, if it hurts the Eagles but helps everybody else, then
let me
cry about that.
Should we ban deferred money in baseball? That's what the Dodgers do. The Eagles kind of do deferred money.
Sure.
They just do it with a salary cap.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
Well, I know I wouldn't mind the Phillies doing it, but currently the Dodgers are the only...
It does annoy me that the Dodgers stockpile and load up the way that they do.
Yeah, so, and they defer the money. The Eagles kind of do what the Dodgers do. They just put it in the guise of a salary cap. So we're like, oh, yeah, Josh Uche. I mean, Josh Uche has four dummy years on a one-year deal.
Yeah,
it's just
crazy.
Pushing money down the line.
I just wanted to bring up Trey Hendrickson so I could.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Oh, that's why you did it. Thank you.
I think we should.
Humbling.
We should work a Trey Hendrickson conversation in once a week. One segment a week until he gets signed or traded. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Not happy where he is.
Do you like Trey?
Trey's a good... He's a good player.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
It is what it is.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Could you imagine if he's here? We could play it after every game. Before every game. Every
How much
Friday.
I like him.
Yeah, like on the pregame show, we asked you who's the player to count on today.
It's a Hugh, player to count on?
He's a good player, 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
I like how this has devolved into, you know.
Yeah, we're all thrilled.
It's 1 o'clock.
I'm about to say it's about that time.
All right, Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, a couple polls out there today on our topics. Number one, does Rob Thompson deserve more credit? 58% today are voting the right way, and that is yes. Topper deserves more credit for how the Phillies have played this year than we've given him. No at 42%. Hugh Douglas over here refusing to give Topper anything more than a nice golf clap, pat on the back. Good job. Best record in baseball without a bullpen. No big deal.
No, I'm just saying he's doing his job. He's doing a good job of doing your job.
But isn't there a level of you go above what you expected and that means you get extra credit for it?
Well, he's not there yet.
I think he is.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, I didn't hear many people saying 34-20, best record in baseball.
Memorial Day. But we've been here with the best record in baseball around this time of the year.
Last year.
So, yeah, that to me, you're doing what you've done in the past. Like, if this was last year and he was here, be like, oh, that's pretty impressive.
But this is more impressive than that.
Well, to me, it's not. Because this is what the organization believed in when they didn't give you anybody. So you've risen to their expectations, in my opinion.
That's true. But they also have a worse version of JT, a worse version of Bohm. Mm-hmm. They have a worse bullpen. And they're still winning games at a really high clip.
And he's found a way to get them to turn the corner a little bit.
Yeah, but that to me, that's where the credit goes. Because I think the team in a lot of ways is worse. They're a year older.
That's more of a sense of urgency to me, though. That's not asking you to do something that you haven't done before, in my opinion.
Let me put it this way. You're right. It's similar to last year in a lot of ways. I think a lot of people feel that way. But like, imagine going shopping and getting ingredients, right? And then you make a meal, and it's pretty good. And then you make a similar meal the next time. But the ingredients are all older. We got some wilted produce here. I mean, the catcher's wilting.
Yeah, that's and you still have to figure out how to fluff that lettuce and make it work.
And the meal tastes pretty good right now.
Yeah, he's done his job. That's what good chefs do.
Yeah, he bought that.
He's the guy, like, when what's his name, Gordon Ramsay walks in and he say, well, you got a half a pound of ground beef and some rice, and I need a meal.
Chopped.
Yeah, there you go.
I haven't watched that one in a while. All right, also, was last season's Eagles team a top five team of all time? At least some sanity is returning to the poll here. This was moved down to 77% yes, 23% no. Guys, I don't see it. I mean, this was a great team last year. They're the best team in Eagles history. But goodness gracious, top five team of all time? That's a very, very high bar.
I'm stunned. Even for Twitter Homer standards, that's pretty wild.
Like, yeah, I thought 50-50 at best.
Prisoners of the moment.
Well,
man.
Because you know what we usually get in trouble for is when we go too far.
Yes.
With stuff like that. And they're going way further.
It's remarkable. Like, I think, again, like I said it earlier, if he had said top 10 team ever, top 15, like put them up there with some of the greatest teams ever, I think you could say, wow, you know, and we pointed out earlier, since from September on, they only lost one game, right? They were dominant for months at a time. They won the Super Bowl by a million points over a great quarterback. there's a lot of reasons to say they're great, but top five ever.
Yeah, that's a lot.
There's a lot of great teams. They've been playing the Super Bowl era for 59 years. That's a lot of great teams. Jay in Philly's up. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Matt. So, as far as Topper, and I'm going to make this quick because I really want to talk about the Eagles. It's 55 games into the year. Like you said, like, all right, we give him some props, but, like, how much do you want? It's 55 games. And this is why I say people are so soft on the Phillies. Like, 55 games. What do you want him to get, a 55 game of the year award? No,
yes,
man,
actually, yes. You know what? We're going to make that award today, and we're going to award it to him tonight.
Well, if they had one, he might get it.
Manager of the year at the 55-game mark, Rob Thompson, 2025.
And guess what? They'll never have one. That's why they don't have one. So he's doing a good job, man. But at the end of the year, in 5 years, will you look back if we lost in the first round of the playoffs and be like, well, he had that heck of a 55-game run? No. So he was right, man. Look, give him a little bit of props. You know, rub him on the head, pat him on the butt. You're doing all right. That's it.
Well, that's what I tried to do today, but then Hugh was so negative about him that I had to go over the top.
I wasn't being negative.
He's the biggest hater on these airwaves.
He wasn't too negative.
Total hater.
He's like, he's okay. He's doing a good job. Y'all want him to get, like, manager of the year right now. And he was like, absolutely not. 55 games in the year.
All right. What do you got on the Eagles?
So, I believe, now, I disagree with you. I think that Saquon, not just talking about himself, because you can look and say that we had some dominant things on the team. Now, he was the running back of the running game, but the running game was dominant. The defense was number one. They were dominant. I posed this question before to y'all. If we won that last game against Washington, are we looked at differently because of the winning streak that we would have had overall? You know, and we were looking like we were going to crush them the same way in that last game that we did in the conference championship. It's just Dylan got hurt. So do we look different? You know, is the season looked at differently if we win that game and the run is crazy?
I think we do.
I think that's interesting because when I was kind of making my list, I was looking at some of the greatest teams, and one of them that's pretty similar, I think the 2003 or 4 Patriots, one of those two, they started off 2-2 and they didn't lose again the rest of the season. So that's part of their story. And you're right, it would be the same thing here if not for that, you know, the game Jalen got knocked out of.
So it's 5 spots. So I think most people are in agreement who watch football. You got to put a 49ers team with Montana or Young in there. Mm-hmm. You got to put a Steelers team from the 70s. Mm-hmm. The Dallas teams are debatable. Maybe you could put one of them.
I think one of the early 90s Dallas teams probably belongs on the list.
So that's 3 spots already. But the thing is, people look at them not just for the season that they have, but because they saw the players' careers. And they know how many Hall of Famers and all pros played on that team. So to say if we're wherever spot we are, not yet. Wait till these guys retire. Because what if Jalen Carter goes to the Hall of Fame? What if Cooper DeJean, Quentin Mitchell, you mean Zach Bond is borderline Hall of Famer or Hall of Famer on this team? The offense already got crazy stats. So then when these guys retire, who knows? We might be a top 5 because then we might go on a run.
You're right, Jay, you're right. Because when I was looking through it, all these teams seem to have between 4 and 6, like, Hall of Famers, right? All-timers. And right now with the Eagles, like this team right now, Lane is probably the only one that you kind of like write in stone is going to be there. Saquon has got on his way, but like, you know, the younger guys got a lot more to do. Even AJ has more to do. So you're right. 5 years from now, we may say, hey, they had 7 Hall of Famers on that team.
Exactly. And last thing, just do y'all think that our season looks completely different? Like I said, if we win that last Washington game.
I think so. Yeah, Jay, I think so. Good phone call. No, it's a good point. If they had won that Washington game, Hugh, that would have meant they wouldn't have lost the game from October through the end of the season.
Mm.
That would have changed. That would have changed the way – I think it changed the way we talk about them.
Yeah, it would have. Definitely would have.
All right, where do we come down on this? Because I know Kyle gave me a little pushback before. Where do you come down – like Jay was throwing out teams, right? The 70s Steelers, 85 Bears, 90s Cowboys. Pick a Niners team you want, 89, 94. What do we do with the 07 Patriots? I think they belong on the list.
No.
You're talking about undefeated 07 Patriots?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't lose to Eli.
They were undefeated.
I don't care.
Eli, in a 16-game season.
They weren't undefeated, though.
Well, in a 16-game season.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They've won their first 18 football games.
They lost to Eli.
It's the most dominant football team I've ever seen.
I think we could take
pretty,
them.
Yeah, and it was crazy the way they lost.
I think we could take them.
Because they were the Giants were underdogs that whole season.
Well, yeah,
in that whole playoff.
Yeah, it was a 10-win team.
And we wouldn't have lost to the Giants this year.
Well, I agree with that.
Not Eli and the Giants.
Would we have beat the Patriots?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That Patriots team was winning games by like 40 points in the regular season, doing stuff that just doesn't happen in the NFL. I would put them on my list of the greatest
tomato
teams.
Cans. They did play in a tomato can division.
Tomato can division.
We also did.
You talking about the Patriots that year?
Yeah, but we did have a team in our division go to the NFC Championship game.
That is true. I mean, the Patriots couldn't have played tomato cans for 18 weeks.
They might have. I don't know. But by Hugh's standard.
Well, look at the division.
It depends who's
scale. Okay, look at the run they were on.
You guys are being wild.
They were beating up. They were beating up the Jets twice a year. They're beating up Miami.
Jets were pretty decent.
They were beating up Miami. The Jets were what? Where Mark Sanchez was there?
No, it was before Sanchez.
You're talking about when Pennington. Pennington was pretty decent. Yeah. And then they beat up on Indianapolis when they were in the division for a little while. They got them out. Who was in the division? Was it Miami? Buffalo? But they were beating up on Buffalo a little bit, too.
Man,
589 points scored. 36.8 points per game. First in offense, fourth in defense. Let me just read you some of the scores of this team, okay? Just for a second.
Tomato cans.
These are the scores they won by in 2007. 38-14, 38-14, 38-7, 34-13, 34-17, 48-27, 49-28, 52-7. They didn't have a game within a touchdown until November 4th. It's the most dominant team I've ever seen. I know they lost the Super Bowl, so I don't know.
Number four defense in the league.
No, they scored 37 points a game. 37
against tomato cans.
Okay,
I'm just kidding.
All right, let's go.
I don't know that to be a fact.
I'm sure there were some. Let's go to Mark at Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Mark, what's up?
I kind of tend to agree with Hugh on this a little bit about Rob Thompson.
Okay,
Joe. We just got to pump the brakes, man. I mean, this team that has one of the highest payrolls in baseball. And that's a fact, okay? They have one of the highest payrolls in baseball. They're in first place. I'm happy about it. They've won 9 out of 10. But we have to pump the brakes. Look at the three teams they just played.
Terrible.
That's awful. That Rockies team could be the worst baseball team I've ever seen in my life.
I agree.
They were throwing that ball all over the field. The A's, I can't name maybe more than two guys on that team. The Pirates? One guy. I mean, just pump the brakes. Let's see what they do, man. Let's see what they do in the playoffs if they make the playoffs. That's not a lock.
I agree with you. It's not a lock. And I felt that before the season. Look, Mark, I'm not saying that everything's fine here. I'm just saying, considering what Topper has, I think he's doing a really good job this season. They're not getting a lot of production out of the bullpen stinks. We know that. They're not getting much out of third base. They're not getting much out of left field, out of center field, out of catcher. And they're winning two out of every three games.
Well, third base, Boehm has had a good month.
Better, but overall for the season, not great. But yeah, he's better in May.
I'm going to tell you where the credit needs to go, especially in this turnaround this month of May. Trey Turner. Trey Turner has, and you know, he gets beat up. He gets beat up a lot. He has really played well.
It's the best we've seen him here, and I think by a lot. I know he had hot stretches, but he has quality at bats most every time now.
He's hitting the ball all over the field.
Yep.
He is more patient. He's not getting any credit, Joe. I mean, you're not showing him any love.
I did.
Instead of coming out with Rob Thompson deserves credit, Trey Turner deserves credit.
Well, but Trey was paid $300 million to be this player.
I get it, but he's producing. He is producing. He's getting on base.
Yep.
He's stealing bases. The defense, you know, at times is a little rocky, but it's been decent.
It is.
I mean, he has been a major reason that they have gotten out and have taken over
first place. I agree.
But again, the competition has been dreadful.
And that will change now. I mean, it's just changing. So they don't have the Rockies anymore. They're done with teams like the A's. Mark, we preached the phone call. I feel like I've been, maybe I haven't been over the top on Trey, but I think I've been fair. I liked his at-bats the entire season.
Yeah, you were a little tough on him early on, but you come around.
Well, his defense.
We'll get to you and Trey in short order.
That's fine. Well, hold on. But it's chicken or the egg thing.
That's right. Well,
would Trey have just woke up and magically start hitting the ball the other way and taking pitches and not swinging a pitch 3 feet outside unless Topper talked to him? I don't know. I mean, all I know is he looks like a different hitter, and Rob Thompson said I asked him to be a different hitter.
Yeah.
So I give the credit to Topper for putting the idea in his head.
The short answer and the hedge answer is both of them should get credit for that.
Yeah. Well, Trey had to execute it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the crux of today is that we're sort of leaving Topper out of the credit cornucopia, I think.
It's because of people like Hugh Douglas. I mean, that's...
What? I'm not leaving him out, but it's I mean, he gets credit, but he's getting credit for what you need to be doing. That's what
the manager
does.
Have you heard anyone give him credit before me at 10 o'clock? For a month and a half. I haven't heard anyone talk about him. It's like he's invisible.
I mean, he gets props. No. He did a good job so far. But he's, like I said, he's been here before, though, Joe. Well, like, I mean,
I think he deserves to be a part of the conversation right now.
Yes. They have the best record in baseball with a flawed team. That, to me, is there. Let's give the manager some credit for what he's done. You want to give Trey credit, too? We take that. Not Trey's played well. Harper's gotten hot. Schwarber's been their best hitter all season. Their rotation is awesome. We know those things. But the bullpen stinks around here. They almost lost two games to the A's strictly because the bullpen can't pitch. They got through Colorado because that team's just so bad. It didn't matter who's in the bullpen. They could just win those games. But the manager's found a way to navigate a bullpen that hasn't been very good. He's pushed his starters. He's pushed the buttons right. I like how Topper's managed it. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll check in with Hugh Peeple coming up. And I think they were after someone around here today.
Hugh challenged them.
Let them come.
Did you challenge Hugh Peeple?
Yeah, man, forget those folks, man. Talking about me. I ain't worried about you people.
This is one of the biggest budding rivalries on our show is Hugh versus you people.
Yeah, and I think you people are going to win.
I mean, they do. They got more. They got
the
numbers.
Yeah, it's like the one man versus
but I get the
one,
last
one
word.
Versus 100
yeah,
men.
But I always
That's
get
true,
the last
you
word.
Yep.
You do. But the chat keeps going when
they
we sign off.
That's also
rent
true.
Free. Rent free. Mm-hmm. Rent free.
I can't wait to see how they cook you. All right, phone calls on this. The Eagles, are they really a top five team of all time? And we'll have to get to a couple Hugh Douglas W's this weekend, wins, plus an L
it's
for me.
It's about time he gets one today.
Okay, so Hugh finally gets a win. I'm taking an L coming up on the other side. That's next, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.